Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Hello, it's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5. Congratulations to the Carolina Hurricanes winning last night, trying to wrap up that series this weekend. In the meantime, welcome to Friday. So much happening this weekend. As we mentioned not too long ago, we got the Pickle Festival in Mount Woo-hoo! Olive. We also got Brugaloo going on downtown tomorrow, which my wife and I might go to. And then Morning Fam, let's also not forget what's invading DPAC this weekend. Let's go, Bluey. Come on now. We got Bandit, we got Chili, we got Bluey, we got Bingo. Going to be rocking out DPAC this weekend. Very excited about that. I went last year and it's a great time. And the thing that was most enjoyable for me to watch was the puppeteers.
I feel for those people.
Controlling these giant puppets because their facial expressions, they were really getting into it too. So
yeah.
Happy. So
cool.
For those attending, please note the facial reactions of the puppeteers as you watch, but have a tremendous time because I did. And behind the scenes over the last week, Sarah, I know you are a big fan of Bluey
like I am. Big time, yeah.
You haven't joined the Facebook group like I have yet, though. Which
I should, actually,
should.
Now that you mention it.
Because the last couple weeks, the episodes that they've released have gone full on This Is Us style episodes with how they've ended. So, Brian, I've been feeling all the emotions. I wish you were on this Bluey train like I am.
I do, too. It's such
a
good show.
Sorry. Media's into The Simpsons.
I get it. And it's totally fine. Nothing wrong with The Simpsons. It's been on forever. But you know what? I'm not the only guy in the building over here. Co-worker Mike also revealed yesterday, as I was talking to him about his weekend, that he is also a grown man like me who is really into Bluey. Listen to this.
You know, Sarah and Brian have been making fun of me all week long because I joined an adults Facebook group for Bluey. I am so glad that my coworker Mike is a ride or die for Bluey too. Are you feeling it like I am?
I am, yeah. I'm actually happy to know that there's somebody else that feels the same way I do, because I was just telling my wife the other day, I feel like weird. Like, I'm like, we are deciphering and getting into these Bluey episodes and trying to figure out the meanings, and it's like, it's a cartoon. What are we doing?
Well, the last two episodes don't give anything away, but that surprise episode that they dropped on Sunday, the last two episodes, I feel like I've been watching an episode of This Is Us.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the sign got me emotional for whatever reason, got me choked up, which Bluey has done on occasion. I'm not afraid to admit it. But then, yeah, the surprise episode, I mean, the potential cliffhanger at the end, that's all I'll say.
Hey, just know, Mike, you are my real life bandit.
Oh,
give me a hug.
Get over here.
Wow, you're really leading into it there at the end.
The parenting themes this show has, the encouragement, the motivation, and once it gives me to be a better parent with how creative they are, the things they do with their kids.
Yeah.
You had a question, Brian, for me?
You're taking your Bluey seriously.
Oh, it's great.
Man. But you should have PTSD, because when you were at the Bluey show, didn't you sustain a traumatic beach ball injury?
Funny you remember that.
Yeah.
So this is the...
How do you forget the traumatic beach ball injury?
So the song that's playing behind me is a very popular song within the Bluey world. It's the Keepy Uppy episode, song.
That episode haunts me.
And they're just pushing balloons around. And so in this moment last year at DPAC, this is how the show ended. And so they all had kind of like these beach ball type things going through the crowd. But what I didn't realize is I think they had like the smallest of weights in them where they could just keep pushing them through the crowd.
Sure.
There was something that was moving these things along. I was looking one way but not realizing another keepy-uppy ball was coming my way. And of course, clumsy Kyle got struck in the face by one of these keepy-uppy balls last year.
Poor face.
I'm like, it was like the Meet the Parents scene. That's what I felt like, Brian, in that moment where
it's gets a weighted with the beach ball. Come on.
I got
it
smoked.
It hit you that hard?
I'm a friend trying to talk about my feelings. I was injured in that moment, Brian.
Well, I'm a friend hearing your feelings and saying, those are silly.
Yeah, those are silly.
Sarah, wait, why is that episode traumatic for you?
Oh, because every moment that we have a second and there's a balloon in the room.
Oh, yeah.
My son's like, keepy uppy? Can we play keepy uppy?
It's addicting. For those who got tickets, have a great time at DPAC this weekend for Bluey. It's a great show. And if you need me, I'll most likely be watching reruns of Bluey this weekend.
With an eye patch.
Which an
after
eye
patch. Struck by a rogue beach ball.
A year later. All right.
Need a dentist that's both amazing and caring? Sunrise Dental checks both boxes with over 1,100 five-star Google-rated reviews. Handle all your family's dental needs in one office, from cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, crowns, and whitening. Ask about their dental implant plans. Stop into any of the four Sunrise Dental offices with locations in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and their newest location in Cary at Parkside Town Commons. Let Sunrise Dental take care of you and your smile. Make an appointment today at visitsunrise.com.